This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Welcome and thanks for joining me today. I am your medical intuitive. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and the topic of today's show is how to make your own natural beauty products with ingredients from your kitchen. Intriguing, isn't it? And I have to tell you that not only was I surprised what I learned from the guest I have on the show today, but also I was so surprised that this really does work. And it works with using things just right out of my kitchen cupboards. In fact, I'm expanding my kitchen cupboards and the type of ingredients that I have in it. So it's going to be a fun-filled show. I'm excited to share this information with you and to share my special guest, Christy Ann Klein. She's the author of the cookbook, Christy Ann's Herbal Kitchen, Fresh Herb Recipes for Body and Soul. Now, the thing that I also want to say is, because, you know, we have a lot of people that have guests on that actually have cookbooks and are promoting that, but I want to tell you that not only is Christy Ann's recipes yummy, but they're also very easy to be able to do. And then there's all these little beauty tips and these little herb secrets and these different tips that you can use to be able to help heal your body, and just a lot of extra information that's a lot of fun, informative. And then, like I said, the recipes are absolutely great also. So it's going to be a fun-filled show, and I know that you're going to really love what you're learning. And I think that you're going to probably end up going to your cupboards and trying to figure out how you can create some of the things that Christy Ann's going to be sharing with us. Christy Ann and I are also taking your calls. So if you have a question for us about herbs or about beauty or about your health, you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good for U.S. callers, Canadian callers, and then also international callers. I also want to let you know that I just posted for purchase the audio and PDF downloads from my January Your Health teleclass. The topic was on herpes viruses, a very interesting topic and an interesting way that these viruses are able to survive and multiply even though they're really not living organisms. The audio download is 60 minutes long, and then also the PDF, it's a printable PDF, is 41 pages long, and both not only include a general description of herpes, but also as a medical intuitive, because I look at things holistically. It actually has a lot of information on the hidden psychological meanings behind the herpes virus itself and what our thoughts and beliefs and emotions really do to weaken the body and the immune system to be able to allow this virus to replicate itself in an unhealthy way. I also share how the herpes virus in an outbreak situation looks in the physical and the energy body, and then also the role that your personality plays in increasing the susceptibility for not only developing herpes, but then for having those reoccurring outbreaks. So a lot of information. And then to top all of that off, I also have a lot of alternative therapies that are very effective in being able to stop the replication process of herpes viruses themselves. The interesting thing with herpes is that it really isn't a virus that once it gets into your body that we're able to eliminate from the body. It's one of those little Darth Vader's secret invaders that hides in the cells. So it's very difficult for our body and our immune system to figure out how to get rid of it. And as a result, then a lot of the conventional treatments, including antibiotics, really don't work. So the most effective way to be able to deal with herpes is to be able to manage it and then also be able to stop it from reproducing itself in that unusual way that it does. If you would like to listen to the audio excerpt or you'd like to read the first page of the PDF itself, I have a try before you buy feature on my website. So if you're interested in that or you're interested in purchasing either of the products on my website, please go to www.ritberger.com. Well, my guest today has quite an interesting background. She's actually an award-winning journalist. She was awarded the Edward R. Murrow Award-winning event. Let me go back. The Edward R. Murrow. Sorry, Christiane, I'm going to get this. As far as the award that she has, she's a journalist, an author, a television host. She's a former national anchor and correspondent for ABC News. She hosted Good Morning America Now, Eat and Greet, and frequently anchored ABC's overnight and early morning news programs, News World, World News Now, and America This Morning. She actually began her own healing and health journey and is a result of an on-the-job accident in 2005. She was covering a crash in a butane tanker caught fire just 75 feet away from her while she was reporting on the scene. And what it did is it severely burned her lungs and required her to be placed on oxygen to breathe. She was frustrated by the limits of conventional medicine and desperate to recover. You will know what I mean by that, by the vitality and the energy and the way that Christiane engages in anything that she does. So what she did is, with her frustration around conventional medicine, she met with holistic practitioners that helped her to quickly learn about herbal remedies and then also healthy food options. Within a month, she started to recover, and today she's healthy and able to breathe again. As a journalist, what Christiane wanted to do was to find out more about these holistic remedies, how they helped her, why they helped her, and then also sharing this knowledge with people who not necessarily have to be frustrated with conventional medicine, but are just looking for other ways to be able to heal themselves and to do it in a way where they're an active participant and do it in a way that's good for the body, mind, and health. Christiane's been cooking ever since she was a child, and she's always had an interest in food and herbs, and she believes that eating and cooking should be fun and healthy and holistic, and that there ought to be a balanced approach to cooking itself. That's really the impetus behind her writing this wonderful book, Christiane's Herbal Kitchen. So, Christiane, thanks for joining me. I'm so excited, honey.
I'm so excited, too. Thanks so much, Carol, and thanks for that great introduction.
Well, you are most welcome. It is easy to do. When I spent time with you, I kept thinking, oh, my gosh, the listeners are going to absolutely love what we share today. Now, this cookbook is really a combination of, like I said, a lot of yummy recipes. The thing that I really liked about it, because my schedule doesn't always allow me to go in and, you know, try new recipes and spend a lot of time either shopping for all the ingredients or hours to be able to put it together. And I love the cookbook. It's simple, the food tastes great, and it's really healthy. And then, as I said, I love these little tips that you have throughout it. So what really encouraged you to write this cookbook?
I think it was a combination of things. I had been gathering recipes for a long time and sharing different tips with my own viewers through the years, and always my most fun segments were always the cooking segments. And a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to be on Emerald Green with Chef Emeril Lagasse, and our entire episode was devoted to fresh herb cooking. And that, my husband kind of refers to it as my turning point, because I was always cooking ahead of time, but I started looking at these ingredients in a much different way. We were using things like lavender, which before I would always take lavender and make beauty products out of it or take it and put it in my bath, but I wasn't necessarily cooking with it. So I was really encouraged by just how simple and easy his cooking was and how easy it was for me to incorporate all these different flavors and combinations, and then just the knowledge base and wanting to share some of that background, the history, the chemical composition of certain herbs, how they affect your body, your emotional well-being. I wanted to be able to share that with everyone, and people had been encouraging me to put down all of my recipes on paper. I'd been sharing them on my blog for quite some time, and so I just started gathering it and started putting them all down, and it just kind of was this really organic process. And then, to me, making all of my own skincare products, I wanted to make sure people understood just how easy that was. Everything I make, I have either in my kitchen, most of it's in my kitchen, some of it's in my bathroom, and I make it all from serums to scrubs to toners to my own cleansing oil. Just it's so simple and it's so easy, and I think if people understand how to kind of combine these different elements, everyone would be doing it.
You know, and one of the things that I found was really interesting, and I know this is a medical intuitive, and I really want to get to the serums and the scrubs and everything, but it's really important for us to be mindful that not only everything that goes into our mouth, the liver has to process, but also everything that goes on our skin. So the more natural we can use our beauty care products or the things we put in our mouth, then the more healthy our liver is going to be. It's a very important organ, as you and I both know, as far as being able to keep the body pure and to be able to be a waste management process and help to assimilate a lot of the nutrients that we get either from foods or the things on our skin. So it's really important, and that was one of the things that really captured my attention also as I was reading your cookbook, is the fact that the more natural we go, then the healthier we're going to be, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and I actually really noticed this too when I use sunscreen, because I'm very fair. I have very sensitive skin and I'm extremely fair. And there was a point when I was covering a lot of things outside and outside a lot, and I was just slathering on the 50, the really crazy high numbers, and I was feeling lethargic. I was feeling sick. My skin tone looked horrible. I was going, this is really odd. Why is this happening? I'm using everything the same that I always was, and it was because I was loading my body up with all of these chemicals. So I think just being in tune and aware of what you're putting on your body as well, listen to your body. Your body will tell you, there's a problem here. This is not how you should be reacting. And once you do that, and you can kind of go through that detox process, you know, drink a lot of water with lemon and ginger, things like that, it's very, very helpful.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the end result is not only does our skin thrive from it, then so does our health. Let's talk about, because I'm so excited about this part, let's talk about some of the things that you use as far as beauty products. And I want to start with the scrubs. This absolutely fascinated me when I was talking to you about what you use for your scrubs.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of different ones that I use on a very regular basis. I would say the one that I use most frequently is just an organic oat flour. And you can pick this up at any health food store. It's a little bit thicker than the consistency of regular wheat flour. And then I put a couple of drops of lavender essential oil, a couple of drops of sweet orange oil, and that's it. And I use that every single day on my skin. You take it, and you can use it as a scrub or a mask. So you put basically about a teaspoon in your hand, add a little bit of water to make a paste, put it on freshly cleaned skin, and massage it in. And you can massage it in if you're going to use it as a scrub for like a minute. Very, very good, very safe and effective for sensitive skin, like me. And it'll just brighten your skin tone, even everything out. And if you wanted to use it as a mask, you would just leave it on for 15, 20 minutes till it hardens, wash it right off. So that's something that I use almost every day. And then what I used this morning before I went on your show is I used a sugar scrub. So sugar scrub with both brown sugar and white granulated sugar in grapeseed oil. And then this particular one had cinnamon also in it, as well as some cocoa powder. And that's it. And that's a lot more deep cleaning. So if you really need, especially around, you know, the winter time when our skin can get a little bit more dry, a little bit more flaky, if you need to kind of have a weekly deep scrub, that's a great one. And again, be very gentle with your skin, 30 seconds, no more than a minute. Massage it in, and then just wash it off. And the grapeseed oil, or you can use olive oil, or whatever the carrier oil of your choice is, that'll help moisturize your skin as well.
A couple of questions that came up with that is that cinnamon, we know that it's very, very good for inflammation. It's very good to be able to help the body detox. Is that part of the reason that you use the cinnamon?
Yeah, absolutely. I love cinnamon. It's really good for circulation as well. You know, I use it on my face. I would always encourage people to test it out first, make sure they're not going to have a reaction, because it's also used a lot along with clove oil in lip plumping recipes, because it brings circulation and because it brings blood flow to those areas. So just make sure that you're not too sensitive. But if you can handle it, it's really great. You'll get a rosy glow. Your complexion will look a lot brighter. I love cinnamon and using it in that way. And I'll also use that same exact scrub all over my body. Just be careful if you're doing this in the bath or the shower. It can get a little bit slick, so you've got to be really careful that you're not going to slip. But it'll just make your skin glow.
Now, the next part of it, being a chocolate lover than I am, talk to me about cocoa. Talk to me about cocoa. I'm excited about cocoa.
Well, cocoa has a lot of really great antioxidants, but I also love the smell. I really like the idea of using as many products as you can on your skin that you would eat. I think that's kind of a good philosophy to have. If you can eat it, you can use it on your skin. So I like the smell of it. It's also high in antioxidants. It's great. It's just, it helps with everything else, and it's just a nice little addition.
I think so. I think cocoa's just good on everything. You know, when I was listening to you as far as the sugar scrub, it reminded me of something that we talked about when we were putting together all the process of having you on the show. And you were just coming back, I think it was, from a trip to New York, and part of the things, you did a TV segment there. And I think part of the thing that, if I remember correctly, you were talking about the fact that you had to carry a lot of what you were going to talk about with you, and some of the things broke and stuff, but you came up with a very clever idea how to be able to use sugar for a scrub when you're on the road.
Yeah, and actually, our conversation, too, has spurred me on. I'm going to make a video of all the different things that you can do while you're traveling. So beauty basically in a hotel room on the go. And one of the things that I thought about, just to share with your listeners, is I always carry all of my own oils when I'm doing oil cleansing method. That's how I wash my face, is with different types of oils. And when you're doing a scrub, the only difference really between that oil and a scrub is adding what's going to be the exfoliant. So something anybody can get anywhere, sugar, salt. So just taking like a little sugar packet that you can get anywhere, putting that in your hand, that would be enough for your face, adding a little bit of oil to it and putting that on. Just something so simple, you can get it anywhere, and it's something that anybody can do. So I really like things like that. That way you're not carrying as much around. You know, it can get a little bit messy. I can't carry my sugar scrubs with me everywhere because they're in a different container than the rest of my oils that is not necessarily great to travel with. But that's just something that people can do in their hotel room if they need a little freshen up. And you can use sugar. You can use salt, just something that's going to give you that exfoliation that you need.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the serums. Serums, that's another thing that was very intriguing to me. I know that my daughter uses a lot of different serums that she buys. They're very, very expensive. And you buy them not really being able to try them. And then in her particular case, because her skin is so sensitive, then she invests a lot of money and can't use them. So what have you come up with?
Yeah, actually, I make all of my own serums, and I will change them every single month. Depending on what my skincare needs are at that particular time. Obviously, your skin is a lot different in the wintertime than it is in the summer. And what I always tell people when they're first going through this process is figure out what type of skin you have, what your skin type is. That's the most important part, because then you can pick a good carrier oil. And the carrier oil is going to be the base of your serum. And every skin type can use oil on their face. And some, I mean, if you have acne-prone skin, using grapeseed oil is fantastic for your skin, and rosehip seed oil. Grapeseed oil is very, very light. I use it in the base for practically everything, and then I'll add additional oils depending on how dry my skin is that month. I use a lot of avocado oil right now, so my base of my serum right now is mostly grapeseed oil with avocado oil, and then rosehip seed oil. And the rosehip seed oil you can use straight. It's a little drying for me, but it'll add a lot of vitamin C and vitamin A, which we know as retinol, really great potent antioxidants. Just do a few drops if you want, as much as like 1 part to 9 parts of the other carrier oils. If you have normal skin, you can use olive oil, which is usually what most people start with, is the extra virgin olive oil, which is great for your skin, or jojoba oil, which isn't really an oil at all. It's actually a wax, but it's a liquid wax. Fantastic for normal skin, really good also for acne-prone skin. Those are the ones that I would always recommend as the starter. So if you can identify, oh, okay, I have really dry skin or maturing skin, why don't you check out avocado oil? You know, and if you have more towards the acne side or oily skin, check out grapeseed oil. See what works for you, because you might not have a great luck with one, but the other one you might absolutely love. So start there. And then I'll either make an infusion. I have calendula, which is really healing, and just pack a mason jar full of calendula, a small mason jar, and then put grapeseed oil on it. Leave it for a few weeks, drain it out, add some vitamin E oil because it's a natural preservative, and then you can use that as a base. So you're getting the infusion of that herb and those helpful properties. And I always encourage people as well to get to know different essential oils. I pack all of my serums with essential oils. You don't want to do more than 15 drops per 1 ounce of your carrier oil because they are very potent, and they will bring all of their helpful qualities right into your skin through that carrier oil. I like to start off with lavender. I find that most everyone can use lavender. It's great for sensitive skin. It's an anti-inflammatory. They are also very antiseptic, so you're not going to have necessarily a lot of problems with bacteria contamination or anything like that. I also love carrot seed oil. If you have aging or maturing skin or prone to wrinkles, carrot seed oil is fantastic for your skin. More acne-prone, rose geranium. So there's a lot of different things that you can use. If you're more prone to eczema, a combination of lavender, chamomile, and avocado oil is amazing, amazing, amazing combination. So there's just a lot of different things that you can play with and just, you know, figure out what works best for you.
Absolutely. Now, the serums are something, do you use them every day?
Every single day. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I never, ever, ever miss a day. That's what I use as my moisturizer. So I don't use an additional moisturizer. I just don't need to. I clean with the oil cleansing method, which is fantastic. And that's what we've talked about before, too. It actually made my eyelashes grow, which was a strange side effect.
I'll be darned.
It's really cool, actually. I noticed it about a week and a half after I started using it, is my mascara was just going on and my eyelashes started to basically get little dots of mascara on the top of my eyelid because they were growing. And about 3 weeks into using it, my husband said my eyelashes were getting too long and I needed to cut them,
which
probably said he was insane.
There's a bunch of us out there that, you know, would just love to have that problem. So there's an incentive right there.
it's really cool. And just so that your listeners know, too, the oil cleansing method is fantastic. It's another one that's based in oil and castor oil, which is incredibly healing. It's one of my favorite oils, but it can be drying. So what I do is I mix about 20% of castor oil, and you can go up to 50% if you have more oily skin, 20% of castor oil and the rest a carrier oil. So in this case, I use grapeseed and jojoba this month. And then I did about 15 drops per 1 ounce of grapefruit seed extract, GSE, which is also known as citricidal. Mm-hmm. And also I think I did about 6 drops of lavender essential oil this month. And you just shake it up, mix it up. And that takes off your makeup like nothing else. It's fantastic. I use it to take off show makeup when I have to be on television. And you massage it in, and you can use a hot, wet washcloth. Put it on your face. Let it open up your pores. Wipe it off. And then, again, once more clean to make sure you're getting everything off. And then do some hot water to make sure you've got it all off and wipe it off your face. And you should have a thin film still of that oil, and I spritz a little toner on, then use my serum. It's amazing.
Now, I want you to hold on to that toner because I want to go in, and before we go into the commercial break, let's take a call, and then we'll do that quickly, and then I'll do the commercial break, and we'll come back. So let's go ahead and take Sanai. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How can we help you?
My mom told me about you before.
Okay.
What you said about me was really accurate, and I was sort of surprised. And, I just wanted to know what you could tell me about how I could maybe help my depression, basically.
Well, actually, you know what, honey? Excuse me, Christiane, I'll jump in on that, sweetie. And then maybe while I'm doing that, you can think of some other things that from herbs and stuff we could do with that also.
Sure.
But one of the things I want to say to you is that you really have made a lot of changes, especially in those kind of psychological coffers, those deep psyche part of who we are. So congratulations on some of those changes. First of all, it feels to me, honey, that you've changed your perception of yourself. And what that's done is it's released a lot of that emotional coding that could contribute, and most likely, and in most cases, contributes to a lot of our self-perception and our self-esteem. So from a psychological standpoint, there's been progress that has been made in the way that you're looking at yourselves. You feel like probably mid-year, maybe September, something happened. There was a shift in the way that you were seeing things. You feel like you decided that, you know, this isn't going to get the best of you. It almost feels like, or you're going to step forward. Something exciting happened in September, end of summer, September. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
I started going to school.
Oh, it's a perfect, a great decision. It keeps your mind engaged. You're able to measure your progress to be able to feel good about yourself. It's going to help you recognize a lot of the natural inherent abilities you have. Your intellect is very, very highly developed. The interesting thing is the intellect is highly developed, but it doesn't necessarily follow the traditional way that we learn. And I think that the schooling, as you've shared with me, and thank you for that, is helping tremendously as well. So a lot of good psychological progress that you've made from that perspective, and congratulations on that. The other thing that I pick up is that the more you get engaged in the things that you're doing, the more that it really keeps your mind focused on an outcome and you're able to measure the progress, then everything's going to start getting better from the standpoint of not feeling like you're sometimes, you know, inside a body that's just going through the motions in life. So there has been some changes there. Also feels like there's been some changes that you've made in the way that you eat, your lifestyle change. I talked about that. But most important to me is it feels like that you decided to get back into the game of life and to not let the family history around depression really drive your behavior and the way that you saw yourself. So great job. Great job. Christiane, do you have anything from depression that we could add to that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, without knowing any of the background, there are several foods that can change us from a chemical perspective, increase our serotonin level, lower our cortisol level, which is the anxiety portion of that. And the serotonin, obviously, you want, it's our happy neurotransmitter. You want to have an increased level of serotonin. And one of the things that I really like to use, ginger, and there's actually been studies that ginger has 9 different compounds that'll help raise your serotonin level. And different studies have shown that there's been as much as a 60% activation of serotonin when these participants in this study ate ginger. So eating foods that are rich in ginger, eating foods that are rich in garlic as well, that'll help lower anxiety. Rosemary and thyme will help lower your cortisol level. Just the scent alone of certain herbs like lavender will help raise your serotonin level. So there's a lot that you can eat. Looking for foods that are high in folic acid, high in B vitamins, broccoli is a great one, because you need those to create serotonin. And other different things that contain tryptophan as well, chicken, turkey, that's a precursor to serotonin. So just be aware of what you're eating and try to stay away from a lot of processed sugar that can really throw your moods from one extreme to another very, very quickly, actually. I also always recommend chocolate if you're in a funk and you need a quick turnaround, something that's 70% cacao or higher content. It's filled with antioxidants, lots of different compounds that'll raise your serotonin level, raise your dopamine level, release endorphins. Just be careful with the caffeine content and, again, the processed sugar. So the more natural, the better, but those ones might help out.
Wow, lots of good information. You know, I tell you, Christiane, I'm falling in love with you even more just because of this chocolate thing. I don't know what this is. So, Sinai, I hope that helps, hon. Congratulations. Good, good, good work. A lot of progress in the direction that you desire. And then just, you know, where the energy is right now, honey, it's kind of a heads down, keep on going. Even when we hit those times that we don't feel like it, but just heads down, keep on going. And, oh, my gosh, I'm very, very pleased for you. So thank you so much for calling me.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, please stay tuned because right after this short break, Christy Ann and I are going to be right back to talk more about her new cookbook and then also a little bit more about the health aspect of herbs and the oils that she's been talking about. And then also we're going to talk about the foods and the herbs that can help increase your love level. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back and talk more about herbs. Have a great time with you.
Like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Welcome back, and if you are just joining me, I have a very special guest today, Christy Ann Klein. She's the author of the cookbook, Christy Ann's Herbal Kitchen, Fresh Herbs Recipes for Body and Soul. She's been with me throughout the entire show. The first segment, she was always talking about all these different beauty tips and these natural beauty ingredients that we have in our own kitchen and how to be able to use those for exfoliants and scrubs and to be able to create the serums that really makes the body and the skin, gives it what it needs and makes it very, very healthy. So she is going to continue to stay with me, and we're taking calls as well. So if you do have a call for us, you can call us at 877-230-3062. I also wanted to let you know that I just posted my reading schedule that I have for March. All the appointments are available on my website, www.ritberger.com. In the readings, we can cover all kinds of topics. I get anywhere from your health to relationships to career. A lot of people are healers. They want to know about their healing work. They want to know about their sacred agreement with a lot of the people in their lives. And they also want to know about their soul's purpose. And the big question is, am I doing my soul's work? So if you want to learn more about readings or you're interested in scheduling a reading, all of the readings are booked online. You can go to my website, www.ritberger.com. So, Christy Ann, before we actually jump in and start discussing some of these other different beauty tips that you have, but I want to also go in and talk about how we can use herbs to be able to enhance our moods and our love mood, especially since February is love month and how it's celebrated and everything. So I want to do that. But before we do that, would you please tell people how they can purchase your cookbook, how they can get in touch with you? I also want you to talk about Truth Fairy. I absolutely love what you've done with this.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, actually, I have a couple different websites. Truth Fairy TV, like Tooth Fairy, but truthfairytv.com. That's my website blog. I have a lot of information, different food recipes, different beauty recipes, a lot of the recent television and radio appearances that I've done that go into more of these types of topics more in depth, and also inspirational tidbits. When I had left news, I really wanted to start something that would inspire people and empower them and educate them and give them the information that they needed to kind of make their own changes in their life and see if it resonated with them. And if it did, fantastic. And if not, you know, they might, you know, pick up a tidbit or two and learn something new. So I really wanted to have a place where people could learn about all of these different topics, health and beauty and life and inspiration. So I've got all sorts of different videos and different articles up there on happier topics and topics that will hopefully educate. And then there's also my cookbook alone website, which is theherbcookbook.com. So you can find out more information about the cookbook on both. Yep, absolutely, on both.
Very, very good. So I know that you're headed down to Southern California to be able to talk with people about bringing your gifts, skills, and knowledge to television. So all of you that are out there, go and check out her websites, check out her cookbook, purchase her cookbook. It's done for color throughout the whole thing. Simple, yummy foods, meals that you can do, ingredients that most of us really have in our kitchen, beauty tips and everything else. So I'll have you, before we end the show, share those two websites again. So we've been talking about beauty and ingredients, natural ingredients in the kitchen. We talked about the scrubs. We talked about the serums. Is there anything else that you want to share with us about the beauty before we move into this love part?
Well, I always encourage people as well to use toners on their skin, and again, that depends on their skin type. I prefer right now using rose water and glycerin because it does help trap in the moisture. Glycerin is a humectant, so it'll help bring in moisture just like honey is. Because it is a humectant, it'll also pull moisture out, so you want to use it in a proper ratio, a little bit of glycerin, vegetable glycerin, to the rest, rose water. And you can also use orange blossom water. I pick these up in my grocery store the Middle Eastern food section, because these are both very, very popular in Middle Eastern cooking. Orange blossom water is also known as neroli, so you might have heard that term before. That's fantastic if you have more aging or acne-prone skin. If you have drier skin or aging skin, rose water is kind of the way to go there. If you have really oily skin, you can add a little bit of witch hazel in there as well. And these are also things that you can make at your house. I always encourage people to make a mint tea, because mint tea has menthol in it, which is an astringent, so it'll help tighten your pores. It's fantastic for your skin. It's very detoxifying. And again, you know, make extra, drink it. It'll help detoxify your system, and the scent alone is fantastic. Speaking of love herbs, mint is a reported ancient aphrodisiac. Aristotle warned Alexander the Great to keep mint tea away from his troops before battle because he thought that they would be distracted. So it's a great thing to maybe make on Valentine's Day as well, and then just keep a little extra and spritz it on your face in the morning.
So I could just intuitively pick up, all of my female listeners are out there thinking, you know what? I think that I'm going to spike his water.
Definitely meal plans that you can make. I have a really great, a couple of different recipes that are in my book as well. A broiled salmon with a mango mint cilantro and jalapeno salsa, which is really healthy for you. It's a great beauty recipe as well, because it has all the omega-6 and omega-3s in the salmon, so it's fantastic for your skin. But also the cilantro and the mint are also ancient aphrodisiacs, so it'll get you in the mood for love.
Well, very good. And, I mean, those are things that, you know, we can just go to the grocery store. We have right in our cupboards and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I want to jump in. Let's take a call now, and then we're going to come back. And I want to talk some more about this. It's very, very intriguing. Let's take Claudia. Hi, Claudia. How can we help you?
Oh, hi, ladies. Thank you so much. This is one of your best shows.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Anything that helps us feel and look better.
I agree totally. And if it's got cocoa, it's chocolate and everything, we're going to just win all the way around, aren't we, honey? So anyway, how can I help you, Claudia, or how can we help you?
Yes, please. You and I spoke in late December about my daughter, Maria. Mm-hmm. She had last month two out-of-nowhere asthma attacks that completely scared us. Mm-hmm. Can you look into this and see what caused or what's going on with her, and what herbs will help, or what you suggest? And also, tomorrow is a very important appointment. She has meeting with some legal issues. So if they're connected or whatever, you can tell us.
Yeah, I'll just quickly add mine. Christiane, I'll have yours, and then I'll come back also, Claudia. But the first thing I can tell you is that the asthma attack that she had is that her body suddenly turned on what she was putting in her mouth, and it deemed that things that she was eating became an allergen or a pathogen, and the asthma attack itself was actually food-related. It feels like it was a food allergy of some kind, and I think that the real bottom line trigger of this is the fact of the amount of stress that she's been under. So hang on to that, please. Christiane, anything that she could do from an herb standpoint that could help with the asthma?
Absolutely. This for me is really close to my heart because of how I actually got interested in this. When I was not responding at all to albuterol or any type of inhaled steroids. So I'm not sure what her response is like, but one of the best things that they told me about is an herb called mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. It's amazing. It helps rebuild lung tissue. When I was going through this, they told me to basically take mullein and then another tea that you can get practically anywhere. It's called Gypsy Cold Care, and it used to say for respiratory health on the bottom. It has things like elderflower in it, cinnamon, I believe, and ginger, yarrow as well. You basically take two tea bags of that Gypsy Cold Care in water along with mullein, and mullein you usually get as a loose herb, and steep that for about 30 minutes. You want it extra strong. Take some honey, put that in as well, and drink it. And when I first did this, and I was on oxygen at the time, it opened up my airways in a matter of minutes. It was extremely quick. I had a very fast response to it. I think that if you're having a long-term asthma kind of problem, using this more on a regular basis will help kind of heal from an internal point. Now, if we're talking about food-related issues, you got to figure out what that is. You have to be able to identify what that allergic reaction is to the food. But from a lung issue, I would always recommend going out and going the tea route because it's very quick and it's very, very helpful.
Thank you. Oh, very, very, very good. Claudia, as I was listening to Christiane and kind of touching the energy, and of course you shared that it's a very important legal meeting tomorrow. One of the things, honey, that I was picking up a lot of chaos around that meeting, and it feels like there's a lot of chaos around your daughter and the clarity of what she wants the outcome to be. I know that deep down inside of her heart what she wants that to be, but it feels like there's been a lot of distractions, a lot of emotional charge that's been added and makes the issue appear more complex than it is. So when you talk to her, if you could ask her to take some quiet time and to breathe, and to be able to just get in her skin, as I call it, and to visualize what she wants that outcome to look like, and to build on that and to make that visualization stronger and everything, then no matter what happens with all of this chaos around the situation, it feels like she's going to be able to be comfortable in her skin. She's going to be strong. She's going to be courageous. She's going to be articulate. She's going to be able to cut through the smoke screen of all the emotions and everything, and she's going to be able to feel like she's got control of the situation. I know inside that's she does. I'm just not picking that up at the moment. So that would be very helpful before she goes into this meeting tomorrow because of the chaos around it. It's like people are just, you know, throwing things against a wall hoping that something's going to stick. So you might want to talk to her about that as well, sweetie.
Okay, that's a tremendous help. Eventually, this will clear out to be satisfactory to...
It will. Absolutely, it will. As long as she can keep her eye on the outcome and be clear of what she wants that outcome to be, because the pattern that she's dealing with that has taken it to this crisis stage where it has to be handled legally has been a long-time pattern with this person.
Exactly.
And so it's kind of like every time she gets clear, it's like, oh, my gosh, there's a fog bank. And that's more emotional minutia. And, oh, my gosh, I'm laying on the floor. How did that just happen? So those are things to deal with. And with Christiane, what she shared as far as the being able to actually work with the lungs and to open up those air passages, the thing that I picked up is what she is sharing is there's a lot of healing qualities beyond just being able to help your daughter breathe. And those are the things that would be really of value. So thanks, Claudia. I will put a lot of light and love and energy in out in the field for your daughter. Just remember clarity, visualize the outcome, and stick to your guns.
Is there a time frame this will that we have as a final resolution of this situation?
I think it's going to be sooner than your daughter and that you expect. And part of the reason for that is that the other person that I'm picking up realizes they've lost. And what they're just doing is they're going through those final throes and phases of that. So I think it's going to happen sooner than you anticipate.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. All right, let's jump in real quick and take Pam from Victoria. Hi, Pam.
Hi there, ladies. Having a wonderful day listening to all this great advice.
Thank you. Isn't she a delight? I am having so much fun with her.
It's awesome. I just wanted to thank you, Carol, for last year, all the wonderful things that you helped me with. And, Christiane, I have rosacea, so I was wondering what you would recommend for treatment or cure.
Okay. Rosacea, it's similar to acne. What are you using on your skin right now?
Mostly just alkali water and
okay.
just a really mild soap, like baby soap.
Okay.
Liquid.
Okay.
And coconut oil.
Yeah, I am a big fan of oil cleansing. I would probably, since you have rosacea, I would probably start with grapeseed oil, see how you react to that, and castor oil because it is very cleansing. And lavender. That's what I would start with. And also, rosehip seed oil is very, very good. I'm trying to think of what else would I recommend.
You know,
right off the top.
Rosacea is part of herpes virus process. So, Christiane, if we're looking, sweetie, where we want to really help support the body for any kind of viruses and stuff, then I know that just from the work that I've done, I know that lavender consistently is encouraged. But what else, I was trying to think, what else could we do from the standpoint of dealing with a virus itself?
For antivirals, lemon balm, also known as Melissa, that's fantastic. Using that in a salve. You want to be careful not to overclog your pores, though. I would stay away from things like cocoa butter because they can clog. It can clog your pores. Look for things maybe in grapeseed,
so
jojoba.
Good on it.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Cocoa butter feels so good on it.
there's validation right there.
I found a problem. I appreciate that. Maybe do you tend to feel like your skin is dry?
Yeah.
Okay, then I would start looking at avocado oil as well. I have combination skin, and most of the time I'm dry. I love avocado oil. It'll also even out your skin tone in a very, very natural way. Like Carol said, if it is related to herpes, I would look at lavender. Tea tree oil is also great for acne-prone skin. Do not use that in full concentration on your skin. It can burn. And lemon balm. What was that? Oh, I missed that last part.
Could I mix the tea tree oil in coconut oil?
Coconut oil is great for acne-prone skin. Absolutely, you could. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I use coconut oil, actually, in homemade lip glosses. That's fantastic. Try to get the virgin coconut oil, the less processed on all of this, obviously, the better. I know right now, because I just picked some up the other day, Trader Joe's, if you have a Trader Joe's in your area, they have a really good deal on virgin coconut oil.
I wish we had a Trader Joe's.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry for teasing you.
Well, what you might want to do is go and see, you know, a good health food store and see if you can find it that way. But also, honey, you might want to go in and just check out my website under teleclass tab, teleclass products, and look at the herpes excerpts and so forth, because I do write a lot about the herpes and rosacea, and then also
about
some of the
other
things.
I heard you talking about that at the beginning of the show, so I was going to check that out, but I did not know that rosacea was part of the herpes complex.
It is. And so, again, there's things, and one of the things, I mean, Christiane, to validate you, honey, one of the alternative therapies that was really highly suggested in all of my research was to use the lemon balm. So there we go. We're right on target. So,
perfect.
Well, thanks, Pamela. I really appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks, and you ladies, too. Thank you. Goodbye.
You are so welcome.
And actually, I do want to add one little extra thing. If you wanted to pick up lemon balm, you can find it in a herb form. Of course, I have some in my backyard, which doesn't really help. But growing, if you can grow your own, that's fantastic. But again, you can make your own infused oil as well. If you really want to use coconut oil or grapeseed oil or any of that, make your own infusion. Pack it in there. Make sure that it's not wet, because you don't want to have any bacterial growth.
Right.
But you can make your own infusion, and then you know exactly what's going inside of it.
Right. Thank you.
So now what we can actually grow a lot of these things. I love it. So we've got it in the kitchen cupboards. We can have it in our windowsill. We can have it on our kitchen counter. We can put it in our backyard. This is terrific information and everything. So we have just a couple more minutes before we're going to close the show down. Again, as I always say this, I can't believe how quickly this went. So because February is Love Month, any last little, you know, kind of tidbits you can share with us as far as what we can do to increase our love mood?
Absolutely. Well, there's a couple different things that go into it. You're looking at this from a food perspective in terms of health, what kinds of vitamins we're including in this. Zinc is really great for male potency to actually increase sperm production. So I always recommend people, if you're cooking a meal or you're going out to dinner, look at getting pesto. It's got basil in it, which increases the circulation throughout your body, can lower the cortisol level. In ancient Rome, they actually used it as a symbol of love. So this has been an ancient aphrodisiac. Garlic also increases circulation and blood flow, which we need if we're going to have a very happy, love-fulfilled night. And then the pine nuts, which are very, very, very rich in zinc. This, because it has garlic, I always recommend, if you're going to go out to dinner with your loved one, make sure you're both having garlic, because it quickly can turn into not a love-filled night. Very, very fast. So I always recommend pesto is a great place to start, just because you have all the great ingredients that are all aphrodisiacs right up there to start with. And then in terms of desserts, chocolate is a great one. It actually has PEA in it, which is known as the love chemical, in addition to the serotonin and the endorphins and the dopamine. You know, you'll notice people will have like these incredible sounds when they're eating chocolate, and part of it is, you know, it's delicious. The other part is that it's actually having a chemical effect on our body. Champagne in small quantities. Obviously, alcohol lowers your inhibitions. You don't want to drink so much that it becomes a depressant in that kind of quantities. But champagne is known as the love drink, because the bubbles actually get the alcohol into your bloodstream faster than still wine. So champagne's great. I always throw in, you know, a raspberry, which have been known for thousands of years as fruit nipples. So there's the sensuous experience that goes along with it there as well. And then also for dessert or a treat, I like to take berries with honey and either vanilla Greek yogurt, which I've become strangely obsessed with recently, and then lavender on top. And lavender and vanilla are both really strong scents of arousal, especially for men. I think it's the Smell and Taste Institute of Chicago did a study with lavender, and lavender ranked among the top four aromas of arousal in men. And
wow.
The top one, which is so interesting to me because I would never have put these this combination together, was lavender and pumpkin pie spice,
wow.
which is just an odd combination, but that was number one, and vanilla
right.
as well is a scent for lust. So that combination will work.
Lots of good things. Oh my gosh. You know, Chrissy, we've got to have you back, honey, because you are just a wealth of information. So all the listeners, I'll tell you, I am going to invite her back. But
okay.
we're about ready to wrap up the show. So again, honey, give us the website address for your cookbook.
Okay. It's the Herb Cookbook. com, and I do have a special right now on the books. I am autographing them there on theherbcookbook.com, and also you can find a link from truthfairytv.com. Again, that's truthfairytv.com, and I'm autographing them all, and if you let me know if there's a specific person you want me to write it out to, I'm happy to put their name in as well.
Well, Christiane, I want to thank you for joining me. It's always a lot of fun to share a lot of information, especially innovative, creative information. So I want to invite you again to join me next week. I'll see you on the radio. Have a wonderful week. Light and love to all of you.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.